Episode 128, BulaNetwork.com. Welcome back to the Yellow Studio. My name is Randy Kentrell. We're coming to you from Dallas-Fort Worth, Texas, where today is Monday, May the 14th, 2012. This weekend here in Dallas, Emmett Smith, who has a foundation like most big-time pro athletes do, kind of held a 20th anniversary of the 1992 world champion Dallas Cowboys. I don't know who was missing. I know that the coaching staff wasn't missing. They were missing, I should say, but all the big names were there. Of course, Troy Aikman, Emmitt Smith, Michael Irvin, all the notable cast, and they were insanely good. I mean, this was a team that went from, you know, last place to world championship real quickly. Won three Super Bowls in the span of 4 years. Pretty impressive. And I was reading that the Dallas Cowboys now, and this is kind of what brought about today's show, the Dallas Cowboys now, instead of giving players the old playbook that I'm sure the 1992 team got, big three ring binders that had all the plays and formations and all that good stuff, and not anymore. iPads. And I thought, you know, it's pretty stinking brilliant. I was a big fan of the Green Bay Packers when I was just a kid, and I'm sure it was because they were good. But I was a huge Vince Lombardi fan and was a big, big Bart Starr fan. And I remember I was about 11 years old and Jerry Kramer's autobiography came out. I remember carrying that little paperback book with me in the car and everywhere we went and reading this book, and was quite taken by the way the NFL worked back in the day. And this was in an era where players had jobs in the off season and they would report to camp and they weren't in shape. I mean, camp was designed to get you in shape. And the talk even then of a playbook and the fines and the trouble that you would get into if you lost the playbook. And now, if the playbook is digital, I don't know. I would imagine that there are still concerns about the playbook. If you lost an iPad, well, if you lost your playbook, kind of hard to lose a big three-ring binder. And you would think, yeah, but an iPad is, you know, such a cool device. How could you lose it? But people lose them all the time. So, but I thought it was a novel idea, and so I began to think about that, and I've had a number of conversations just in the last week or so with people about using technology in ways that we can really be impressive. I mean, we can dazzle people today with things that just were not available in days past. I was telling somebody about how I'm in a habit, and I don't do this all the time because, you know, well, then it wouldn't be all that extraordinary, but I do it regularly, and I do it as it kind of hits me. I will do an audio recording and I will attach that to an email, particularly if someone is asking me something that I think is just easier for me to explain by talking about it than it is for me to write it out. It's not so much me trying to save time. That would be advantageous. But it is something that I think, you know, I really kind of need to explain this. And if I explain this, I think it'll come across better. And every single time that I do it, occasionally I'll do a video, but I usually don't do that because they're just, the files are too large. But a little MP3, you can attach a little MP3 to an email. And we're talking about a 2 to 3 minute audio. We're not talking about some big full length podcast. And it's a pretty small, file. It's embedded, and most people's email clients, there's a little play button right there. Real easy to execute. And 100% of the time, people are, they're blown away. They're just completely smoked that you did it, because nobody does that. So I started having these conversations with people, particularly about this kind of stuff. I don't know, a good while back, as there's so many things that are available to us technology-wise, and really that is the point. The point is, what can we do? What technologies can we do? What could you do in your business that would really be outstanding, that would be extraordinary, that would dazzle your prospects and your current customers? And we're not talking about crazy money. Well, some of the kids were reminiscing here this past weekend at the house. My two kids are early 30s, and they were talking about kids today having cell phones and how they didn't have cell phones when my kids were in high school. And they were talking about pagers, and there was this conversation just about how technology has changed. And there are so many things that we take for granted today. Well, just take YouTube. Producing video, sitting there in your living room, in your den, in your kitchen, wherever you are, whether you have an iPhone, whether you have an iPad, whether you have a notebook, a laptop, a desktop, and a webcam, man, it's crazy cheap. It's crazy. The technology is so available. Even if you had the hardware to produce decent quality video in the past, the hosting, to simply be able to put that out on the web and have somebody have access to it, the hosting could cost you good money. And now with YouTube, it's free. If you want to have some kind of privacy, you could do Vimeo Plus, and what is it, $60 a year? And you can upload a video, you can password protect it, or you could set privacy settings where it can only be embedded at, say, your website. It's completely invisible to Vimeo. Nobody knows it's there. You have to drive somebody to a page on your website. And you're not talking about any kind of money. $60 a year, I think, if you prepay for a year of Vimeo Plus. And audio, well, audio used to be, you know, pretty crazy. You had to have, long before a DAT machine, you had open reel. You had reel to reel. Oh, what a hassle. What a pain. I have vivid memories of a lot of open reel. The DAT machine then came along, and well, that was crazy, you know, crazy better. But man, now everything is completely digital, in the sense that, you know, we're not laying down digital recordings to tape. We're now recording to hard drive. We're recording to an SD card. And this technology is pretty insanely inexpensive. There's a new microphone, well, relatively new microphone out by Apogee. Fancy name for it. You'll have a hard time remembering the name. I think it's called Mike. The Apogee Mike. And sorry about that, as my phone goes off in the background. Yeah, it's Marvin Gaye singing What's Going On. When you pick up a phone and answer it, and it's somebody that's a friend, isn't that one of the first things that you ask? Yeah, hey, what's going on? So that's my ringtone. What's going on? Sorry about that. Apogee Mike. This is about a $200 USB or iPad or iPhone connected condenser microphone that is just insanely good. Ridiculously good. And there are all kinds of softwares now, not just GarageBand, but all kinds of software. So straight to your iPhone, straight to your iPad, or straight to any computer that's got a USB port, and you'd be hard-pressed. You'd be hard-pressed to tell the difference between that microphone and some of the top microphones on the planet. So things are just clipping right along. And what this means for you as a small business owner is it means that these tools and technologies, now some of us, granted, we can fall in love with these things. I'm the first to admit that I'm a fanboy of this kind of stuff, but you don't have to be. You just have to think about what's possible. When you think about an NFL team, and some years ago when video really first began to overtake professional sports teams, and they began to have these full-blown video departments where they had people and that their job was to accumulate this video, to distill plays, whether it's for a football team, a basketball team, a hockey team, it doesn't matter. Every major league team is going to have some video department. Now, it might be one guy, it might be a lot of people, but it's a big, big component in their coaching. Some years ago, the NHL began to put tablets, the league didn't, but teams began to put tablets in the hands of some assistant coaches in the bench. And now the video guy, the guy upstairs, one of the other coaches who was not down on the bench, could relay not just still photographs, but could relay video to that tablet so that they could use it in their coaching in game. And when you start thinking about those kinds of things, and you start thinking about the NFL using iPads for a playbook, and then you take something as innocuous as me inserting an MP3 into an email when a client has asked a question that I just think, you know, I can hit record, and in 2 to 3 minutes, I can really fully convey this, and they can get it. And it also has that, wow, that's pretty cool kind of a factor. And that's always the response. 100% of the time, that's the response. It's just how trick and how cool that is. And we're not talking about cutting edge kind of technology, but it just goes to show you that if you will embrace your creativity, if you'll start thinking about what can you do to stand apart, what can you do to better serve people, what can you do to help people, and even make it more convenient for them. And that's a huge, huge player here. I mean, is there any doubt that an NFL team that puts the playbook on an iPad, not only is it a cool factor, not only is it a wow factor, but it's just plain easier. It's just plain easier to lug around than a big 3-ring binder. So I'm encouraging you here in today's short show, I'm encouraging you to think about not only what can be convenient to your prospects and your customers, but what technology can you incorporate that can make them go, wow, that's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. It may be a video, Are there things that you can do? Are there common questions that your customers ask or that your prospects ask, and you could record a video, whether it's some kind of a keynote or a PowerPoint presentation, or whether it's some type of a screen capture kind of a thing that you could show them instead of having to type out the instructions and send them that. Whether you put that on a public domain like a YouTube, or whether you decide you're going to really, really pony up a lot of money and invest $60 a year in a Vimeo Plus account so that you could either password protect it or so that you can embed it on a page at your own website, and you just give your client or your prospect the URL and they go and look at it. I mean, it just does not take, you don't have to have a ton of resources. You don't have to have a ton of multimedia skills. You don't have to have any big honking IT credentials to be able to use some of this stuff. The very best things out there are the things that are pretty easy to use. Yes, there are some sophisticated, complex pieces of software, and there's even hardware that can be pretty sophisticated. But by and large, the biggest bang for the buck is in the stuff that's just pretty easy to use. Now, I'm not saying that you're going to go out and you're going to spend $199 or $200 and buy an Apogee mic, but if audio could play a role in your business, whether it's in you answering questions, whether it's in interviews, whether it's in giving instructions in an audio format, and you have an iPad and you have an iPhone, or you have a laptop with a USB, I'm going to tell you, you're going to be able to produce world-class audio with a $200 microphone. And the sound quality of this $200 microphone will rival microphones that cost in excess of $1,000, $2,000. Guaranteed. It's just, it's that good. So don't be intimidated by the stuff. Don't be intimidated by the tools. I'm going to encourage you to just be creative and just keep thinking of how can I make this convenient and easy for my customer and my prospect? And additionally, how can I make them say, wow, that is just cool? It's a true thing that if we are in businesses where we can't produce a wow factor, increasingly it's going to be tough. Now, I know that there are some businesses out there, and you can say, well, you know, my business is just, it's so blue collar, or it's so this, or it's so that, and it's so stodgy, and it's just, you know, nobody's going to be wowed by anything. I think you're wrong. I remember reading years ago, Tom Peters went out and he decided of all things, and I think this was when he was with McKinsey & Company, what's the real difference in toilet paper? I mean, come on. I mean, there's toilet paper that costs, you know, significantly more than other toilet paper. And of course, so they go out, you know, and they're spreadsheeting all this stuff, and there's multi-ply, and there's two-ply, and there's single-ply, and huge differences in pricing, huge differences in profitability and profit margins, huge differences in market share, and we're talking toilet paper. Well, that has stuck with me, and so if you believe that you're in some business where you're not going to be able to differentiate yourself from the rest of the pack, just think about that, because I think you're wrong. And if you'll think about the technology that's available to us, especially when it comes to technologies that have to do with audio and video, there is so much that we can do, because our prospects and our customers have so many questions. They have so many questions that we can so easily answer. If you are a Mac person like I am, you can invest in a product called Screeny. You don't have to go pony up $100 or more for a Screen Flow or a Camtasia. Yes, they're great and they're wonderful and they're trick, but Screeny is, I mean, what is it? It's a $9 app at the App Store. I could be wrong. Don't quote me on that, but it's very inexpensive. You launch it and you record. So you want to show somebody something, launch it. Make sure that, you know, your audio is being recorded and record a video, stick that somewhere, send that to them and blow them away. It's that or write a 2-page email that nobody's got time to read, but everybody's going to click play on an audio or a video. So yeah, I'm selling audio and video today. That's kind of who we are. It's kind of who we are and what we are here in the Yellow Studio. So I don't know. Think about these things. Quit being boring. Everybody's boring. Everybody's inboxes are just jam packed anyway. And the last thing any of us want is another long-winded email. So get your thinking cap on, get creative, start pondering some of these things and see if it makes a difference. I'm going to try to up the ante here a little bit, produce a little bit more content, try to get on some type of a schedule. I know I've threatened that in times past, and I get in these weeks, and sometimes I get on a real roll, and then other weeks, well, I don't go dark, but I go kind of gray. So we'll try to see if we can't improve things in that way. Okay, calls to action. Join the email list right now at about 5 o'clock Central Time, 5 o'clock PM Central Time every Sunday. You will get a single email from me, and it basically is a recap of what went on here in the Yellow Studio that week. And that way you will be assured that you won't miss anything. Super easy to do. Just plug in your email address up there. I don't need your name. I don't need anything else. No, I don't rent your name. I don't sell your name. And I certainly don't send you a ton of things. Right now, that's what it amounts to. It's one email a week. And you get that at about 5 o'clock Central Time on Sunday. And that's it. And you can opt out anytime that you want. I know I shouldn't do it, but I'm going to. One other call to action. Go over to iTunes and leave me a review. I'm going to kind of make this a crusade here for a little bit. Yeah, we need good reviews. Need more reviews. I think there's like 3, so we need more than that. Need to start getting some traction, get a few more people to listen. If you have questions, if you have comments, there is a phone number at the website, BulaNetwork.com. At the bottom of every post, you will see the phone number. Leave me some audio feedback. If you want to record your own MP3 and send it to me, man, that'd be great. I'd love it. Results@BulaNetwork.com. That's the email address. So send me an email. Record an MP3. You know you can record it right on your iPhone, probably any other smartphone for that matter. Just record me a voice memo, email it to results@BulaNetwork.com. Identify yourself, tell me who you are, whatever else you want to tell me about yourself. And you never know, I might play it. I haven't really started doing that yet, but if enough of you would start cooperating, I might would do that, so. I can't think of anything else I've got to say, so I appreciate your time. I appreciate you clicking play. I know you have many options with your time, and I appreciate you sharing a little bit of your time with me. My name is Randy Cantrell. City of origin is Dallas-Fort Worth, Texas. And yes, this is the Yellow Studio.